Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the GODSWRD, the number 2MAN @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So thank God for this blessed day. It is Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio. We're coming with a new part of the series tonight called The Original Setup, Eternal Judgment. And this is one of the foundation, one of the principles, that makes up the foundation that Christ, our Lord and Savior, laid, which is the same foundation that he is expecting all those who are calling themselves believers to be founded on now and when he comes, okay? This is not a principle where you say, hey, I'm not going to hold to this, but I might hold to that. I'm not going to hold to this one, but maybe I'll hold to the other one. No, this is part of the principles that makes up the foundation of Jesus Christ. So my brother, Brother Robert Gross, will be joining me in a few minutes here. And so what we do, let us open up with prayer before we go into the word. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, you have blessed us to come together to get into the word of God. We ask today, Lord God, that you would just keep us and, Lord, just guide our fingers, guide our eyes through your word. And Father, we ask that you will unveil to us these truths that we need to know. Help us to see about standing on this foundation and what it would do and the benefits from it. Lord God, we ask for revelation that come from the Holy Ghost. Father, I ask, Lord God, to speak us tonight that you will word our mouths to bring glory and honor to your name. And Lord, help us to rightly divide your word into those who are listening. For Lord, we desire not to lead any astray. So Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And by the authority given us of Jesus Christ, we bind every attack of the enemy, every hindering spirit that he has sent out to hinder this broadcast and to even hindering us from doing this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you, Satan, and we rebuke you and plead the blood of Jesus against you. In Jesus' almighty name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Let us go to the book of Hebrews chapter 6. The book of Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2, verse 2 being our key verse. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. My brother will be joining us in a few minutes here. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And in fact, let me patch him on right now. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay, seem like we're having the technical difficulties once again. Interference of the enemy, but therefore he is a defeated foe. And my brother will be returning back on in a minute here. Hebrews chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 1 and 2, and verse 2 is going to be our key verse. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Glory to God. And the word of God says, therefore, in fact, let me patch my brother on again here, try him again. God bless you, brother. God bless. Yeah, still having the difficulties. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every hindering spirit right now, we command you to cease in your maneuvers right now. We command you to stop in your plan of hindrance. You are a liar. You are defeated by the power of the Almighty God. You would never win. You would never get the rulership over Jesus. Lord God, we plead your blood. Let your power of your blood be activated against the enemy once again. And Lord God, put him to flight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Amen. Just binding the enemy who trying to keep you from getting on here.
Yeah.
And
you know.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And you know, and I thank God he had, you know, I'm in Hebrews. We just started Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And God had been giving me in the opening prayer to bind the enemy. And so as soon as I started binding the enemy and you went to call in, therefore we started having his interference. So I kept binding him. So therefore we know exactly, brother, that he doesn't want us to go into this message. And he know that I take a lot of joy when we provide some more pain to him. I have to say it. He know it. He hate when I say it. And that's another reason why I'm going to keep saying it. So praise be to God. For those of you listening, we are on the original setup, Eternal Judgment, a new part of the series that we're going to tonight. And I'm going to start out with a few verses here and then turn it over to my brother. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, we're going to look at, and verse 2 is going to be the key verse. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 2, if you have your Bibles, hey, turn with us and read along. If you don't, if you have a pencil and piece of paper, write it down so you can go back and look at it later. The Word of God says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. In other words, that word perfection is dealing with maturity, to mature. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of a laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. So we see here in the word that eternal judgment is also one of the principles that makes up the foundation that Christ laid. Once again, I said that Christ laid, not Brother Robert, not Brother Nate, not Brother Lee, not Brother Kieran, not Brother Emmanuel Murphy laid, but God laid, okay? This is the foundation that Christ laid. These principles that we're reading in these two verses, they all come together to make up this foundation. So therefore, you can't say, I'm going to honor this one, but not that one, or say, hey, I'm okay with the laying on the hand, but that repentance thing, I ain't with it. It don't work like that, okay? We talking about the foundation complete as a whole. Now, it mentions eternal judgment. And the word eternal, I want to define it for you. The original Greek word for the word eternal means perpetual, also used of the past time or past and future. It means eternal. It means forever. And Webster says the word eternal means infinite duration. It means everlasting. It means seemingly endless. Wow. So it speaks here of the eternal judgment, a judgment that once it is made, it is going to be endless and continue forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is what we have to teach people on this eternal judgment, that God's going to do this judgment. That's it. It's forever. Okay? Now, defining the word judgment, according to Webster, give you a couple of definitions here. The word judgment is dealing with, one of the things is the final judging of humankind by God. Second definition means a divine sentence or decision, specifically a calamity held to be sent by God. So according to Webster and the Greek, the word judgment is dealing with a sentencing or decision, okay, especially in the case with God that God makes. Glory be to God. And also in the Greek, the word judgment means a decision or the function or the effect for or against a crime. Okay, so in other words, we put it all together, God making a divine sentence or decision for or against crime, a crime. Now, we know a crime is normally something that you're breaking the law, okay? And in God's case, we're talking about the law of God. Hallelujah. And God glory. God makes a divine sentence or decision concerning any breaking of his law. You know, just like if we look at the laws here on this earth, if you go shoplifting, okay, then there is a sentence for that. When they catch you and take you to jail, they either sentence you so many months or so many years or what have you, okay? Amen. Well, guess what? God does sentencing too. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know, brother, I think people forget that. I think that many of us hide around that he's so much of a loving and long-suffering God, we forget that he's a God of judgment. Okay?
Yes.
I believe that, and sad to say, I'm not talking about them sinners overlooking it. I'm talking about them Christians. Many of them Christians look past that. So we, amen, we get stuck on the, oh, he's a loving God. He understands. Well, we carry that phrase all over the place, okay?
Yes.
He's so long-suffering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then when you bring up about judgments, this is why certain ones in Christianity, they don't want to talk about curses that come from God. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Okay? They don't want to talk about the judgment of God. They don't want you to talk about it. Don't tell them that, you'll scare them. Let them know that God is a loving God. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. We do supposed to let them know that God's a loving God. But once again, this goes back to God saying preaching the full gospel. Okay? Too many preaching half of it. So we just talking about how merciful and long-suffering God is, but we won't tell the people that he's also a God of judgment. Okay? And so it's misleading many people because they think they can just do anything, and God is like the naive person that you can run over like a doormat, okay, and just say and do anything, and he just go, okay, okay. No, it don't work like that. He's the God of judgment. Now, once again, I want to run a couple of scriptures so by you, and then I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. Now, in this judgment, I want to show that God was the first to make this type of decision or a sentence for a particular crime. In other words, let me put it to you this way. When God speaks the judgment, it always involves dealing with sin. Okay. Now, I know, brother, people don't want to hear that because, once again, it goes back to their thinking that he's a loving God. Okay. And that, oh, no, God wouldn't. He just understands. Well, yeah, he understands. But he's still a God of judgment. Okay. Well, let's look at some scriptures on this. And then I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. Let's go first to Isaiah chapter 14. Yes, Old Testament people, for some of you that, you know, you want to get upset because you didn't heard I started with Isaiah. I love you in the Lord still. You don't understand. You cannot throw away the whole Old Testament. And I know some of y'all say, oh, we're a New Testament church. What's wrong with you? Now, my question is, what's wrong with you? Because you're missing the point, okay?
Amen.
God had the Old Testament prophets. He gave them revelation about today, people. Yeah, he gave them revelation. He gave them things about today. He didn't just deal with them about bulls and goats. You know, we got to read the whole Old Testament. The whole Old Testament just wasn't talking about bulls and goats. Now, if I could see if they were doing that, then, you know, we need to throw the whole thing away, okay? But the Old Testament was not talking about just bulls and goats. In fact, much of the Old Testament, especially when you get to the Old Testament prophets, they talk to you about stuff that was happening today. They talk to you about stuff that's going to happen in the end time, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. The word of God said, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? But thou hast said in thy heart, I would ascend into heaven. I would exalt my throne above the stars of God. I would sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Notice something there. See how God spoke. God spoke that judgment, and he gave that sentence. What did he say? Thou shalt be brought down where? To hell. Why is that? Because there was a sin involved. What? Well, one of them we know was pride. I mean, come on, Lucifer is sitting up there talking about I will. He threw a bunch of I wills in there. If you ever noticed, he kept talking, he threw all these I wills in there. He said, "I will." You will do what, Lucifer? "I will ascend. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt. I will sit. I will ascend above the height of the cloud." Look at all those I wills.
Yes.
You know, a lot of what we got to understand, pride starts with a lot of I. Amen. He said, I will. Now, notice out of all these I wills, he never expressed was there any authority of God for him to do these I will. So what did that mean? He was taking it upon himself. And then on top of that, he said, "I will be like the Most High." Now, if there was someone ever to be thinking dumb in their life, it was him, okay? You know, first of all, God created you. How is you going to whoop the creator? Okay? Don't you know he know everything about you? What sneaking up on him was you going to do, okay? You weren't going to do none. And so when you throw all your I wills in there, God speaks this divine sentence or judgment. He says, "Thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Do we see that? Notice that judgment. That judgment, he was he was cast from a blessed place to a what? Cursed place. That was the glory. Hallelujah. The sentencing came to God. Why did God sentence that? Because God didn't have nothing else to do? He was twiddling his fingers in heaven saying, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star"? No. He did it because of the pride. Sin, everybody need to hear this, sin draws the judgment. Sin causes the divine sentence or decision to be passed. Amen. And God was the first one to pass it. Nobody else was in heaven saying, "Oh, I beat God on that. I passed the first one." No, it wasn't none of that. God did it. He spoke it. So if you want to look at who is the great judge, it's him, capital J. Okay? Capital J. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do we think man got their system from? Man wasn't sitting around there thinking, "Oh, by the way, I think I'm a pass a sentence or a decision against a crime." No. We see where it come from. The originator, the great judge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He called about sheep.
Right.
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. Glory to God. Ezekiel chapter 28. Still talking about Lucifer here. Ezekiel finna tell you and show you the same thing Isaiah showed you. And God spoke this divine sentence or decision because of the crime.
Amen.
The breaking of the law. It was a no-no that Lucifer did. A big no-no. Ezekiel chapter 28. Glory to God. verse 12. It says, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, Thus says the Lord God, thou sealest up the psalm full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. That's what Lucifer was at first. Had wisdom, perfect in beauty. That wisdom must have fled him because he said some out-of-the-way stuff. But anyhow, he said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. In other words, he had a position in music. Okay? So some of y'all are thinking that some of this off-the-wall, gangster rap, low-down, fleshly music won't do nothing, and Lucifer ain't got no tie in it. Well, you're dead wrong. But anyhow, verse 14 said, Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till, you were perfect in your ways, Lucifer. Till something happened. Till what? Iniquity was founded in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Uh-oh, there go the word sin. Therefore, I will cast thee. Uh-oh, here go God. God finna drop his eye wheels now. Remember, we read in Isaiah, Satan started dropping his eye wheels. Now, God finna drop his eye wheels. God said, therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Do we see God dropping his eye wheel? Hallelujah. God started dropping his eye wheels. And Lucifer dropped his, and God said, okay, I'm going to drop mine. And then he said in verse 17, thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Do we see that? So God passed once again the sentence or the decision against a crime. What was the crime? Lucifer sinned. He was lifted in pride. And Lucifer dropped his eye wheels and I'm just going to take over. Hallelujah. That's why you can't let people take over your house. You can't let people take over your house. Some people just let people run over them in their house. They just do anything. Okay? You cook and they say, hey, don't cook. You know, you got bread in there, they eat the bread, them don't want, I ain't putting nothing back, you know. Just take over the house. God wasn't going for that, okay? He wasn't going for nobody taking. So Lucifer's going to drop his eye wheels, and I will be like the Most High. God said, okay, my turn. Let me drop my eye wheels. Now, here's the funny thing about that, brother. Somebody's eye wheels rule. And for what I see, it was God, okay? Because when he dropped his eye wheel, something happened. Okay, and the devil got kicked out. So God spoke that sentence because of the sin. Once again, God ain't just going around speaking no judgment just because he just bored saying, you know, I'm God and geez, I ain't got nothing else to do. Oh, I think I'll just go speak some words on somebody and cause him some pain. No, when God speaks the judgment, we're talking about eternal judgment tonight, but I want to, as my brother say, lay a foundation. Amen. I want you to see that when God speaks in the judgment, it is against a crime, what we know as sin, okay? Once again, he ain't there saying, oh, what you did? You did what? You lied? No problem. I love you. Go ahead. No, it ain't. I'm sorry. It ain't that. Okay? Now, let's look at one more verse, and then I'm going to turn over to the head of my brother. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Now, we see what God spoke to Lucifer. Now we're going to see what God has spoken this first time to man. Okay? Genesis chapter 2. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, devil, I told you, I'm going to bring this word against you. I know you've been trying to attack me, but the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Thank you. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Now, one thing about our God, he's specific and clear. You ain't got to worry about God talking no gibberish and you going, now, Lord, what is you saying? No, he's straight and he's clear. Verse 16. Hallelujah. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But, there go the but. Now, see, you gotta catch it, because God finna let you know something finna be restricted. Okay? He said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Come on, Adam. You don't supposed to eat of that tree now. I think God was clear. He didn't put no puzzle up there for you to try to figure that out. I wonder what tree he's talking about. No, he let you know. He said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat it. For in the day thou eatest, I'm going to bless you some more. Nope, that ain't what it says. He said, in the day that thou eatest, therefore thou shalt what? Surely what? Die. Do we see that?
Amen.
God's passed sentence. He made a decision. What is it connected dealing with? A crime. A committing a sin. In other words, he said, Adam, you disobey me, this is what's going to happen. Period. Now, once
Amen.
Again, God spoke it to man. And guess what? He's talking him and Adam one-on-one. God did not send an angel and say, listen, go tell Adam what I said, you know. No, God told him straight up. He passed the sentence. Glory to God. Adam,
yeah.
the day you do it, you shall die. And,
yeah.
and you know, some people looking at the scripture say, well, Adam, maybe he didn't die. I said, yes, he did. No, he didn't. I said, yes, he did. I said, first of all, he died spiritually. And spiritual death brought on physical death. So, yes, God did not lie. God told him, the day that you eat it, not the days later, the day that you eat it, you shall what? You shall die. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the God of judgment, people. He's the God of judgment. God ain't saying, God let you know sin is not being tolerated, okay? And he let you know that's a penalty. And by him being the great judge, he said, listen, this is a sentence that's going to happen. Now, it wasn't nobody on the Presbyterian board or the board of angels that got together and said, okay, listen, we got to overrule God, because I think God just went. I think he went a little bit too far, talking about a person going to die. They just eat off from one of the trees. He said, no, it wasn't none of that. He was the ultimate authority, okay?
Yes,
and
right.
See, we're talking about eternal judgment. See,
Amen.
When you look at man's judgment system, you could do a certain crime, and you're not going to be judged, quote, forever. That sentence may be for 20 years, 30 years. I know for some of them, they said life. But their life is according to this time frame here on earth. Do we understand that? And this time frame here on earth is what? Is limited. Soon it's going to play out. Well, God talking about eternal judgment, he talking about the sentence he passing, that when that sentence hit you, that punishment is forever.
Amen.
It's forever. And guess what? There is no parole. None of that. Ain't no parole on this. Ain't none of you coming before the angel boy and say, well, I'm coming up for parole and see, can I get? No, none of that. And ain't no getting out for good behavior neither. Jesus.
Amen.
That's a true and living God, people. He's the God of judgment.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we need to quit putting our hands on our mouths and talking about, we don't want to tell people that we are scared. Wait a minute. What did God had it written in the words? He had it written because he wants you to tell it. That's why. That's why he had it written. So you can tell it.
Yeah.
It's one of the foundational principles, okay? And you got some Christian who's saying that you like a dog. Once you die dead, boom, boom, you gone. And I'm like, where's y'all getting this from? Because it ain't the true and living God. God didn't tell you nothing like that. Amen. And here's the thing we got to understand. See, that's why in man's judicial system, A man could be subject and, quote, get off or get away. You know how you hear some people, they done crimes and they didn't even get sentenced? And then what they do, they look at you with a smirk smile with that look like, I got off. Well, let me tell you something about God's judgment system. God's judgment system is a whole lot different than man. See, you could, you know, man look for evidence what they can see with their eyes or feel or touch. And according to man, if we ain't got nothing like that, then we can't sentence you. We can't try, you know, we have to throw the case out. Okay? You're subject to beat the system. Oh, I know some people didn't want to hear that, but that's the truth. You're subject to beat the system many times even because of your color. You are subject to beat the system because of even the organization you join. There are many folks that are Masons. There are Mason lawyers. There are Mason judges. Okay? So let's get real. When they see a fellow Mason brother coming up in the trial, we know what's going to happen. Now, you might have got 35 years, but that Mason brother might get 35 days, and he's out. Oh, somebody say amen. If they don't want to say amen, say oh me. You can say one of the two, but that's the truth.
Amen.
Amen. God's judicial system, none of that, brother. None of that, okay? It ain't no manipulating the system with God. You can't manipulate God. You can't play no bribe game with God. Listen, God, I got bukus of land. I get it to you. You know, you kind of ease up on the sentence. That ain't happening with him. He passed the sentence, okay? And he said because of sin, this is what's going to happen. Amen. And one thing about God, he never fails at his word. We'll fail at our word, but he never fails. So if God tells you that this is going to happen, look for it. It's going to happen. Amen. So I'm going to stop it there today on my part, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord God, hallelujah. We pray, Lord Jesus, and Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And hallelujah. Ask that you send your angels to the ears, minds, hearts, souls of the people, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
That you unchain them, Lord God, that you unbind them, Lord God, unbind their ears, Lord Jesus. Take all the stoppers off their ears, Lord Jesus, of the enemy,
yes, Lord.
Lord, all the hindrances, oh Lord Jesus, that they might hear your word, Lord God, because this is
yes,
so
Lord.
Serious. This is a very important part, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just had the resurrection, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We talked about the resurrection of the dead. And after the resurrection of the
yes,
dead
Lord.
Comes eternal judgment. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So give them light, illumination, understanding. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. I
yes,
hope
Lord.
You receive my brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That he spoke to you is true. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we just had in the last thing we did, okay, which the last principle of the gospel that we did was resurrection of the dead, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So after the resurrection of the dead comes eternal judgment, okay? Now you.
Amen.
Now you are either good or bad. You either
Amen.
Righteous or unrighteous, okay? You either died in your sins or you died in righteousness and holiness.
Amen.
You either died in one or the other, right? Hallelujah, because this
Amen.
Is, we told you that this is the appointed time, once to die. It's appointed to man
yes.
once to die. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. According to Job 14:14-15, Hebrews 9:26-28. We told you that, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't got no excuse. Thank you, Jesus. Cause
Amen.
We it's line upon line, precept upon precept, on the okay, and we going, hallelujah, according to what the scripture said, okay? And these are the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, by which you will be judged. And we don't like to
yes,
talk
sir.
About judgment, right? We don't like to talk about it, but I'm going to give you some examples of God's judgment, okay? And I'm going to start in the Old Testament, okay? We don't like to talk about the Old Testament, do we? Because we don't like to go there, right?
Oh, no.
You know, we don't want to face that awesome, that awesomeness of God. You know, but we have to. And why is it that so much is written about eternal judgment? Why is so much written about going down to hell? Why is it so much written about going down to the pit, going down to Sheol? Huh? Why?
Amen.
You know why is so much written about it? It's because it's God don't want you to go there. That ain't his way.
Amen.
For you to go to hell. So he has written so much stuff in the Old Testament and the New Testament so that you understand how important this thing is. Jesus
Amen.
Talked a lot about hell. Because if you ain't following him, you going to the other place. You know?
Amen.
We don't like to talk about it, and we always saying things like, look, this is some of the things we say. We say things like, oh, men always saying things like, don't judge me. Don't
Amen.
Judge me. You can't judge me. There is
yeah.
only one that can judge me. You can't. You ain't got the power to judge me. Shut up. Leave me alone.
Amen.
Let God judge me. Just leave me alone. Let him judge me. God is my judge. God is my only judge.
Amen.
They think they want God to judge them because they don't know that God, hallelujah, he ain't going to be. God is righteous, okay, in all his doings, okay? So if you ask
Amen.
God to judge you, hallelujah, that's gonna be an eternal judgment, okay?
Amen.
You don't know what you're asking for. Only God can judge me. They don't know what they're doing when they fix their big mouth to say that.
Yeah.
You're being silly, okay? If you tell a man, you can tell me that, okay, I ain't your
yeah.
judge. I ain't your judge. But
Amen.
There is one that has judged already, okay? And his word is still true. His word will not fail, not falter. It won't fall to the ground, okay? Let's go to Genesis 18 chapter, starting at the 17th verse. Hallelujah. Thank
Genesis
Jesus.
Chapter 18, starting at verse 17. For those of you, you have your Bibles, read along with us. Amen. Genesis chapter 18, starting at verse 17. And the word of God says, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they should keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then would I spare all the place for their sake? And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 55 of the 50 righteous. Would thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. And I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, do you notice one thing about this? Hallelujah. That Abraham, hallelujah, that God said, shall I hide from Abraham
Amen.
That thing which he couldn't hide it from Abraham. You know why? Because Abraham represents the people of God, okay? And flesh, and so Abraham had to stand up, hallelujah. He had to stand the gap because why? He was a righteous man. So he had the right to stand up for the people, okay? A righteous man can stand up, and he can stand in the gap. He can make up the hedge. He can intercede, okay? Just like Job used to do, he used to wake up every morning, okay, and he used to do sacrifices for his daughters and his sons, okay, because he said perhaps they may have sinned, okay, and he stood in the gap, okay. This is Abraham has the power, or people of God has the power to stand in the gap and make up the heads, hallelujah, and turn God, hallelujah, from his wrath. From his righteous wrath, okay? Because sometimes God will turn. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the right person, okay, asked him to, okay?
Amen.
Abraham was the right person. So, hallelujah. So, but you know something funny about this? That God knew that Abraham was going to do this because God wanted him to do this. God wants
Amen.
His people to intercede for one another. That's God's will.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You ain't interfering with God when you say, I'm standing up for my brother, I'm praying for my brother, I'm asking God, yeah, I know his wrath is coming upon him, but I'm asking God to save him anyway. That's God's will for you to do that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many times did Moses stand up for the people of Israel? And he sent Aaron one time to burn incense so that the people would not die. So all the people wouldn't die, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Because God was so angry with them. He got so angry with them at one time. He said, I'm going to destroy all of them.
Amen. Amen.
You don't want God angry like that. You think you want God to judge you. I was talking about, I won't let God judge me. I won't let nobody else judge me. Because they think God ain't going to judge them. That's why they say that.
Right. Exactly.
They've been going on. They're continuing in their sin. And God had mercy on them. So they think, hey, God ain't going to, you. God ain't judge me. You don't judge me either. God has already judged you, okay? You already in judge. Well, you know, God has already judged you, okay? Because if you die in your sins, you're going to hell. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. You're going to go down swiftly, okay,
Amen.
And fast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said to Abraham, he said, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. So that means that God has put justice and judgment in the hand of men, okay? No matter what
Amen.
You think you say or you trying to say, God has still put judgment in the hand of his people. Hallelujah. So if I'm out
Hallelujah.
There and I give you a message, and you sit there and tell me, oh, you judging me, man. You'll tell me to come out of my sins. I can tell you that to come out of your sins. I have the
Amen.
Right. I have the power.
Yeah.
I have authority, hallelujah, and I've been commissioned to tell you that you are
Amen.
In sin, and that if you don't come out of your sins, you're gonna go to hell. That ain't judging you; that's telling you the truth. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Now, if I just come up to you and I say you're going to hell, that's judging you, okay?
Amen.
I said you're going to hell. time I just say, drop that bomb on you, say, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to tell you the reason why you're going to hell. I ain't supposed to just judge you and say, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen. But
anyway, I'll stand it, okay? And the 20th verse says, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous, hallelujah, he's going to go down and he's going to see whether the thing that is reported him. He already knew that they had sinned, okay? But God always likes
Amen.
To get a witness for himself, okay? So he went down, okay? And the angels probably reported to him that what they was doing in Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? Because that's what the angels do. They report sin. They report oppression. They report abominations, okay? So they write these things down, and they take them back, and they said, Jesus, Lord God, this is what they're doing down there, okay? And then the Lord makes a judgment. Thank you, Jesus. Now you are under judgment whether you like it or not. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We're gonna go through so many scriptures, okay, that's gonna prove it over and over and over again. And the men turned their faces from thence, this 22nd verse, from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Now Abraham, he wanted to pitch his bid to the Lord, okay? He asked the Lord, hallelujah. He says, the Lord, in the 24th verse, he says, peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Because the righteous is not as the wicked, okay? Shall
Amen.
Not the judge of all the earth do right? So now, look at that title right there. Shall not the
Amen.
Judge of all the earth do right? This is the 25th verse. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Abraham was perfectly right when he said that, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And when he said this to God, hallelujah, only a righteous man can say this to God. Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
Only a righteous person can say it's God. You can't be in your sins and try to talk back to God, okay?
Amen.
You and your sins, you're going to say, God can't judge me, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. You
know?
I can't judge. He's the judge of all the earth, okay? He's the first judge, hallelujah, and he appoints people, hallelujah, to do just judgment and justice in the earth, okay? You can't sit there and say God ain't got the right to do that, and God, people ain't got the right to do that. You ain't got, you don't know who you're talking about, okay? Who you talking to?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
26th verse says, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous for the cities, then in the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. But the Lord, so Abraham, God, all the way down to 10, from 50 to 10. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How did he do that? How did he do that? He did it because he had the right to stand in the gap. He had the power to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge and intercede for the people. Because that's God's will, for us to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and intercede for the people. God wants you to do that. That's a righteous act. Like
Amen.
I said, but only a righteous person can do it. You can't be no sinner and stand in the gap and make up the hedge for nobody because you need somebody
Amen.
To stand in the gap and make up the hedge for you. You can't stand in the gap for
Amen.
Nobody. You're a sinner. You're just a sinner. Hallelujah. You can't come up there with no petitions to God and petition God for nothing. You ain't got the right. You in your sins. Thank you, Jesus. Now, people don't like to hear that. Oh, you ain't no better than me. The first thing you say, you ain't no better than me. And then out of their mouth comes judgment, right? But they telling you, don't judge. But they'll tell you, you ain't no better than me. Oh, you holier than thou. Holier than thou. You think you better than me. No, you ain't no better. You ain't. But they don't understand God's way, okay? But anyway, this man got Jesus, got God all the way down to what? He got the Lord God all the way down to what? To 10. Hallelujah. And God said, if I find 10 in that city, now God already knew he wasn't going to find 10 in the city. You know why? Because he's God. He knew it. He knew it already. But why did he let Abraham do that? Because he wanted to show his righteousness. God always wants to show he is righteous. His judgments are righteous, okay, and that he's fair. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever judgment comes out of God's mouth is fair for you, okay? If God says step down below because that's where you're going to go, that's where you belong. Hallelujah. You can sit there and try to argue and say, no, I did more good than I did evil. That ain't how God weighs.
Amen.
That ain't how God weighs your things, weighs sin. He weighs sin if your heart, hallelujah, is unrighteous. You are unrighteous. Your deeds are unrighteous, okay? That's
Amen.
How he judged things, okay? In the Old Testament, he judged things that way, okay? In the Psalms, he says, as far as the east is from the west, so far that's how far the Lord has hid your sins from you, okay? From him, from his face, okay? God don't want to look on your sins. God don't want to judge you. Hallelujah. He don't want to take you and throw you in hell. God don't want to do that. That ain't God's will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God judges you, okay, he judges you as a last resort. And when this eternal judgment comes, okay, sometimes that eternal judgment is placed upon you while you're living. You know that? Even before you die, okay? Sometimes that eternal judgment is placed on you before you die, you know?
Amen.
Because sometimes people do such simple things, okay? But you have the devil always. You know what the devil does? To every man that's in the earth, what does the devil do?
My Lord.
He goes before God, and he knows that God is the judge of all the earth, right?
Amen.
The devil knows God's words, right? He knows what God's laws and everything. So what does he do? The devil says, Lord, that person is doing this, and your law says this.
Amen.
The word said that. And so the devil knows the law. So the Lord has to be fair with the devil just like he has to be fair with you, okay? So when the devil accuses you of something, hallelujah, and the devil proves it that it's true, God has to pass judgment upon you, okay? Sometimes God delays the judgment, okay, so that you might have time or space to repent, okay?
Yeah.
But in some cases, God does not delay those judgments, okay? And sometimes it's swift, very fast, okay? And for you know it, you down on the ground, man. You the head. That's your last count. Because the devil petitions God against you, okay? Now, like the devil petitioned God against you, you had the power to petition God against Satan, okay? That's right.
Amen.
You can petition God against Satan. You can ask God to place a judgment upon Satan, okay? You could ask God to do that.
Yeah.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord Jesus. You can ask God to judge you, judge your heart, and see if there's any wickedness in you, okay? Hallelujah.
Yes,
the psalm says, search my heart see if there's any wickedness in me. If there is, you can say, take it out. Take it away from me, Lord. But that's why you ask God to search your heart. Hallelujah. Because he's the judge of all the earth, and he knows the things that's in you, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give it back into the hands of my brother. Okay, now it's many, many scriptures, okay? So get
Amen.
Yourself ready with pen,
Amen.
Paper, okay? Hallelujah, to write down these scriptures. Okay? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Brother Nathan.
Amen. Thank God for our brother bringing the word, and my brother's right. You know, there are many scriptures on this. We want you to get it. Like I said, you know, for those of you that have been listening to us, you know, me and my brother, we don't do no, we ain't did no part ones. Okay, so you ain't worried about no part ones. We ain't
nope.
did no part ones. So we have different parts. And the reason why we do this is because we know that when you're teaching the word, you just can't cram everything into one session. Because you actually will confuse people more when you do that.
Amen.
And so, you know, we want to follow the leading of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God has you to give so much at different points at a time. Okay. And there's a purpose behind that, because if you look at the Almighty Great Teacher, which is Jesus Christ,
yes.
Jesus, when he teaches you, he doesn't cram everything to you. In fact, when Jesus revealed things to us, he revealed it in stages or in different sections. He don't just drop the whole thing on us. He reveals so much to you, let you chew on that a little bit, get a little taste out of that, and then when it's time for you to get some more, he gives you some more. That's how the great teacher does it, okay? And when you're teaching the word, you also have to show patience in the teaching. And once again, you know, when you got people trying to teach you something, they're not patient, they're going to try to cram that thing down your throat. That's just straight up fact, okay? That goes from teachers in the classroom, you name it. If you have a teacher in the classroom that don't have the patience to teach it, they're going to try to cram that thing down your throat. And I'm here to tell you, you're not going to too much learn from them in doing that.
Amen.
And so God showed me, you have to teach his word, you have to go at a gradual pace. He said you don't need to go too fast. You got to go at a gradual pace, and you have to show patience in your teaching. Okay? Cuz if you don't show patience, you're going to do more damage than good. And so, like my brother told you, you know, get your pencil and paper out. Hey, it's more like I said, me and my brother, we ain't did no part one, so you ain't got to worry about this. Oh, my goodness, I didn't write this down tonight. This is the only one they doing. You ain't got to worry about that. We ain't did no part ones. I can't tell you the last time that we even did a part one. So you ain't got to worry about that. And then my brother tell you there are many scriptures, because like my brother said, this is very important. And people need to know that you choose your destiny in the hereafter. And you need to know about God the judge. I know
Amen.
Many of y'all can probably quote scriptures back and forth about God is love and God the long-suffering God. Okay? God the merciful God. You can quote that. But some of you can't talk too much about God being the judge. Why? Because in many Christian circles, that's not even talked about. You know, they ain't even brought up. You know? And, you know, all you hear is, oh, he's a loving God. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, but the same loving God, he gave a sentence and a decision against
yeah.
sin. And look, whether you want to accept it or believe it or not, it is so. Glory to God. I'm going to let my brother off up a closing prayer here. Go ahead, brother.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord God, the gift of your word, Lord God. We thank you for the knowledge, Lord God, for your wisdom, for your understanding, Lord God. Lord God, your word says, out of all you're getting, get ye understanding. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, get your wisdom, get understanding. Hallelujah. And this is your will, Lord Jesus, that we should understand your word, O Lord God. For you didn't send your word so that we could be blind. You sent your word so we could be aware, so we could be knowledgeable, so we could know, hallelujah, how to walk before your face, Lord Jesus. You sent your word, Lord God, so we can know how to repent. You sent your word, Lord God. We can know, Lord God, that there is an eternal judgment, that there is a lake of fire, that there is all these things waiting for us, Lord God, that we walk in sin. That's what you sent your word, Lord Jesus, so we can know and not have an excuse. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, Lord Jesus, and we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to illuminate the hearts, minds, and souls of all the listeners, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to enlighten their minds, to give them, Lord God, the wisdom and understanding of your word, Lord Jesus. Father, that they might know, that they might come close to you, that they might, hallelujah, that these seeds, hallelujah, of your word might be planted deep in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, take root in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for coming in the flesh, for dying in the flesh. Hallelujah. For giving your blood. Hallelujah. And for rising from the dead. Hallelujah. For ascending, descending. Hallelujah. And ascending again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless and sanctify your name and give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God, for all your good and perfect gifts, Lord Jesus. For hallelujah, for your principles of the gospel of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus. Yes. Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the listeners. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word. Tomorrow night we'll be back with a 30-minute broadcast from 6 to 6:30. Look for the advertising there as we come with part two of eternal judgment. Once again, as I said before, you got to worry about us doing part ones, okay? Too many part ones coming out. So, you know,
Amen.
You can very, very much rest assured. Ain't no too many part ones coming. You know,
ain't no
we are only time we know a part one is when we start the series. That's it. And we already going to a part two. So, part two tomorrow night, 6 to 6:30. Look for the advertisement then, and at 7, Brother Manuel Murphy would be on from 7 to 8:30. Praise be to God. So, once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you, and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.